I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors holding a community forum regarding immigration customs enforcement. 24 charges filed against Templeton Area Advisory Group Chair. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting on January 27th regarding Immigration and Customs Enforcement access to individuals. The notice for this public forum mentions the Truth Act, a 2016 California law regarding federal immigration policy enforcement. The law requires a local law enforcement agency to provide a consent form and explain the purpose of an interview with an ICE agent to an individual in custody regarding civil immigration violations. The bill also requires that local law enforcement agencies provide copies of specified documentation received from ICE to the individual and notify the individual regarding the intent of the agency to comply with ICE requests. If you cannot attend the public hearing in person, you can watch online. There is a large crowd expected, and those who cannot find a seat in the board chambers can use the monitors in other rooms and the lobby to watch. 24 charges filed against Templeton Area Advisory Group Chair. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The vice chair of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was removed from the board, and the current chair is facing criminal charges. Vice Chair Murray Powell had been acting as chairman of the board since the resignation of former chair Jennifer Jones, where she cited disagreements and an inability for the board to conduct meetings in a civilized and professional manner. In the January meeting, the TAG board voted to remove Murray Powell from the board. In addition, new chairman David Leader is facing 24 criminal charges related to violating restraining orders, vandalism, and petty theft. Neighbors filed for restraining orders against Leader after a disagreement over a road designation and access, where they reported him trespassing, shouting obscenities, and making threats afterwards. Leader has allegedly violated these court orders and is due in court March 2nd. A two-vehicle collision sent one driver to the hospital Friday night in Paso Robles. The collision occurred at the intersection of South River and Niblick Road, blocking the intersection for about half an hour. At about 7:48 p.m., a Kia SUV collided with a sedan that was turning left. The driver of the CUS was transported by an ambulance to the local hospital. Five people were inside the sedan, including two young children. No injuries were sustained by the sedan's occupants. An off-duty sheriff's deputy was behind the sedan and stopped to assist and check on the occupants of both vehicles. Police, a fire truck, and an ambulance arrived within about 10 minutes, with two tow trucks removing both vehicles from the intersection. The roadway was cleared after about 30 minutes, and no further information is available at this time. A section of Riverwalk Trail in Paso Robles will be closed through mid-February. The closure will affect a section of the trail near the 13th Street Bridge, and visitors are advised to follow signs for detours. The closure is due to essential repairs and sealing. The trail is expected to reopen Friday, February 13th. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchasing of a new Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting. The city's fire department fleet includes three Type 1 fire engines, the primary engine for most incidents. The agenda for the meeting describes them as the workhorses of the city's fleet. Engine 73-7591 was placed into service in 2005, serving the community for over 20 years at this point. The agenda says the engine has not only served Atascadero, but communities all over the state of California as part of the mutual aid system. The replacement of this engine was ordered in 2023 due to increased maintenance cost and concerns for ongoing liability. Expenditure of funds is expected to be in the 27-28 budget for Atascadero, funded from the Vehicle Replacement Fund at about $1.2 million. You can attend the meeting on Tuesday at 6 p.m. in person or watch online. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks beat the Rams 31-27, the Patriots over the Broncos 10-7. Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 8th. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Mavericks 116-110. The Clippers over the Nets 126-89. The Pistons beat the Kings 113-116. The Warriors over the Timberwolves 111-85. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Timberwolves, and the Lakers will go against the Bulls. In California news, anti-ICE protests have once again resurfaced in California after the shooting of 37-year-old Alex Priddy in Minnesota. Demonstrations were held in Los Angeles and one in San Luis Obispo County near Highway 1 and Kansas Avenue. Governor Newsom called for no new funding for ICE on X, saying, quote, "and the militarization of ICE." A judge ruled on Friday that the Trump administration must continue funding child care subsidies in five states, including California. The states will need to submit justifications for spending the money and more documentation for the funding to continue. Over 28,000 workers in the Kaiser healthcare system are set to strike in California after having been in talks for months regarding wages, understaffing, and retirement benefits. Picketing is slated to begin in 12 local Kaiser facilities. Surveillance videos showcased a smash-and-grab of a jewelry store in Anaheim Hills, California. Suspects are shown crashing their vehicles to the front entrance, ransacking display cases, and then fleeing in two getaway cars that later crashed during separate vehicle pursuits. The suspects fled on foot, with five taken into custody so far. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 614.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, according to a new Farm Bureau Market Intel report, the H-2A program continues to grow with 398,258 positions certified in fiscal year 2025. Now, nearly 50% of the certification last year was in just five states: Florida, Georgia, California, Washington, and North Carolina. Florida far outpaces all other states, though, accounting for over 14% of fiscal year 2025 certifications alone. Now, the primary requirement of any H-2A certification reaffirms that no domestic workers desire the position. Low unemployment, falling labor participation rates, and just overall general uninterest in agricultural work all continue to strain domestic labor shortages. Only 182 positions out of over 415,000 advertised received a domestic applicant in fiscal year 2025. That in itself, folks, is alarming and just continues to show the critical shortage of labor in farm country.
Heldenpohl Herefords is offering over 60 head of registered Hereford and Angus bulls in their upcoming Cattlemen's Choice sale on Monday, February 2nd. We are located northwest of Halliday, North Dakota, and are focused on raising cattle that are sound, functional, and built to perform in real ranch conditions. The sale will also feature registered bred Hereford heifers and F1 Black Baldy and Red Baldy open heifers. We invite you to join us on February 2nd at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the ranch and online at DV Auction. For more details, visit PeltonPoldHerefords.com or contact Craig at 701-260-0058.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
KPRL News continues at 618. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. After 2 years of lower levels of impatiens necrotic spot virus in Salinas Valley, researchers have recorded a higher number of cases during the 2025 season. I think we've been dodging the bullet the past 2 years, but it looks like whatever guardrails that existed are breaking down, said Richard Smith, a retired University of California Cooperative Extension vegetable crops advisor who has studied INSV extensively. In 2022, the virus led to substantial yield losses in the Salinas Valley, causing a nationwide shortage of lettuce and record-high prices. Mark Mason, manager of Huntington Farms in Soledad, said his 2025 harvest of more than 4,000 acres of head, romaine, and leaf lettuce was decent despite INSV showing up in the late season. We caught the symptoms at the end of the harvest, Mason said. We have some fields that were clean and some that were 40% losses. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 30s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, continuing into the weekend and Monday next week. Mid-60s Wednesday and Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Orders for manufactured things were stronger than expected in November. Demand for durable goods rose 5.3%. Durable goods include everything from refrigerators to airplanes. The report was delayed by last year's government shutdown. Excluding transportation, the increase was 0.5%, also more than expected. And the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago says the U.S. economy likely expanded at a faster pace in November. The Chicago Fed National Activity Index improved, but was still below the historical average. Airline stocks are losing ground. Crude oil and natural gas prices have moved higher, responding to disruptions from the brutal winter storm hitting much of the U.S. J.P. Morgan analysts say there's been crude production disrupted in Oklahoma and Texas. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Discover the perfect Central Valley station staycation in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on the Monday edition on The Right Choice.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let him ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeked through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said,
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1 on Sound Off, I'll have John Whitford and JR in and talking points, Starlink for home and business, and also security cameras, all the kinds of things, and updating on the communications that we all, most of us now use. And then JR, perfect timing, he'll be telling us about CERT and how we can be prepared for disasters as we're witnessing on the around the country. So, anyway, and Susanna, many of you know she is with child, and I got a text this morning. She is not doing well. She's sick this morning. So, figure out something in the 1 o'clock hour. All right. So, whatever may be on your mind, that's how freedom of speech is supposed to work. And we will have the information about the Super Bowl. We will be carrying it, and a couple of things about it. Actually, I don't think I can say Super Bowl. I got a long list a couple of weeks ago from our attorney, our FCC attorney in Washington, D.C., and it had to do with the use of the term Super Bowl. It was about two pages long. And we also get them from Westwood One for the radio part of it on the do's and don'ts. And again, it's about two pages long on how you can use or shouldn't use the word Super Bowl for promotions within commercials, et cetera, et cetera. And I disregard it because it's nonsense. It's nonsense. It is so nitpicky. You just wonder if the NFL has anything else to do. It's not the networks. It's the agreement that they have with the NFL when they say, okay, we're going to agree to give you a contract to for your network to carry the game. So it's just more of this words I can't say on radio. But we will be carrying it. Now, again, one of the things of the contract is that you have to carry everything for the Super Bowl. And that means the 48 hours of pregame shows, which are repetitive every 5 minutes on who's going to win and not. But and the reason why we, well, it's one, it's a contract. The other is if we don't pick it up at the precise time as the network has scheduled, it throws everything off. And what I mean by that, it throws off all the commercial breaks because it's all automated. And if you don't start on time, you'll just get all kinds of problems, all kinds of problems. So that is coming. I'm sure Ryan, the guy from Westwood One, will send me the information probably maybe even before we get off the air this morning. But so kickoff is at 3:30. We know that. So there you go, folks. A little couple of behind the scenes updates here. Also, Chris, the Board of Supervisors meeting about the it's about ICE. Is that what the story said?
It's more or less about the. Let me see how the best way to describe this. What ICE has done to, or what the sheriff's office has done to comply with ICE's requests in the past year. It's a something that's required by the state.
Okay. Does it say if Ian Parkinson will be there to talk about this?
Ian Parkinson. Let me just look at the agenda. Sheriff. Yeah. So this Ian Parkinson is going to be speaking on this along with Assistant Chief Executive Officer Robert Reyes.
Okay, because when Sheriff Parkinson was on a couple of weeks ago on Sound Off, he did a very good job of explaining exactly what the laws are. Not what you want the laws to be, as we heard from one of the recent Board of Supervisors meeting of people in their public comment. But they should listen to Ian Parkinson on what the law says, not what they want. So that should be an interesting meeting, particularly for the public comment part of it. Is it going to be public comment or public accusations? That will be interesting to see of the usuals that will show up. Which, by the way, this stuff that's going on in Minnesota, the some call protest, I'll call almost riots, is, and it's not surprising, is what we're finding out about the organizations connected to these groups. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that are tied in with socialist groups, communist groups, every description you can imagine. And it's organized through social media. And they have, they use certain symbols and so forth to indicate about mobilizing and all kinds of stuff. But what was also noted in this piece I came across is that there are some locations where there is, shall we say, supplies in boxes ready for the people, whether that's hats, waters, or signs, or something like that. So this is through the internet, and they mobilize pretty fast. They mobilize pretty fast. They go from, you know, in the case of Minneapolis, of just sections in a matter of a few minutes on where ICE is. And obviously asking them to, or not asking, suggesting, or the subtle hints on to disrupt them, to disrupt them. And then what happens, like in the case of Saturday, this mobilization through the social media, it gets these groups or these people that watch this on their social media to then go to different places around the country and start their protest, or again, whatever you want to call them. So they're rapid response messages is what they are. And they're, again, nonprofit hubs that in some cases are funded by your tax money. So this is what's going on. And I asked the question last week and I still don't know. Why didn't they declare some kind of, put in a curfew in Minneapolis or any other thing that the cities, states, counties can do legally to calm this down a little bit? So the rapid responders in Minneapolis and so forth, what happened is they mobilized street protesters from coast to coast, although the East Coast, obviously, with the winter storm, is minimized that. But they use a red phone emoji to signal an all points alert, and they blast these messages out and so forth. And so they are doing this, not necessarily, as we suspected, from people who are actually living in the cities where these events happen. So anyway, that's more of the technology and social media and so forth and so on, the world we live in today. Also, I got an email this yesterday morning Asking the question, why doesn't ICE use those, rubber bullets that supposedly immobilize people? More on that, but hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Kevin, I have to ask, are you handling the NFL coeducational flag football game?
The what?
Flag football game. The one that's sponsored by the NFL.
Don't know anything about it.
Ah, well, I expect it's because it's advertised on television and you probably don't watch much television. The bottom line is there is a flag football game. The NFL has decided to go away. They've just made a suicide pact, apparently, because the reason people like the game, the reason people watch it, it's a violent game. Violent games are very popular. People can't play them themselves, but they like to watch people who are dedicated to do so. And the bottom line is, I don't recognize the NFL, even now, and it isn't even done yet.
So you're being sarcastic with the NFL flag football.
Well, I'm being sarcastic to a point. You're carrying all the mandatory stuff. The only way you're going to get people to do anything but ruin the sport that everybody likes is to not go, not support it. Let them know through your pocketbook that you're not going to go for this stuff, because you'll notice that football is being converted one season at a time, one rule at a time, or maybe two. And now we have Bad Bunny for our entertainment. Not that I watch the Super Bowl entertainment, but Bad Bunny is the entertainment. Well, Bad Bunny hasn't got anything to do in relativity with the people who can afford to go to Super Bowl. It's young people on air. It's old people at the game, unless somebody brought them along.
No.
You're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars per ticket.
Okay, I did watch most of the, well, I watched the whole second game yesterday, and I watched the last quarter of the first game. I don't see a lot of old people in the stands at football games in general. I see, you know, younger and middle-aged people. I don't see people 65, 70, 80 years old at football games, particularly in the weather conditions that we're witnessing.
Now, well, that's true.
Are you referring to this flag regarding a lot of the rule changes?
No, I'm talking about the flag football game. When is it? It's coming up.
Oh, they're doing that instead of the Pro Bowl, and it's the part of the Pro Bowl, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So the old Pro Bowl was ridiculous.
Totally.
Okay. I mean, these guys, I don't know what the unwritten rules were in the game when they used to be in pads, but now they do the skill competition and so forth instead of the so-called the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll go to the, you know, when you mentioned the halftime Super Bowl, that halftime isn't for the audience there. It's for the TV audience so they can get more ratings.
Correct.
All right, again, at a certain time, I may have watched in most of the years maybe two halftime shows. That's it. I don't, you know, again, they're not catering to us. They're catering to the rest of the population.
I agree.
So it doesn't, I don't really care who the halftime show is because I'm not going to watch it.
No, neither am I. But nonetheless, they're still going to have it.
Well, of course.
And the point I'm making is, even for young people, some young people, they don't want Bad Bunny.
I don't know. Chris, do you know who Bad Bunny is?
I don't.
I never knew who they were until now.
I mean, there's a lot of artists that I don't know who they are.
I mean, when you had the Rolling Stones on, you had a halftime.
Well,
but that's been, what, 6 or 8 or 10 years ago?
Maybe longer.
I don't remember.
I watched a little bit of that with the Stones because it was the Stones, and I thought, you know what, guys? Come on. Retire.
Yes. Well, look, they can still fill a stadium at 80 years old, so who knows? I've always liked the Stones. I probably always will like the Stones. And, of course, I'm always at a marvel for Keith Richards. He's still able to get up and around and take solids. The bottom line, you know, is I think he is one of the top guitarists in the world. That much we do know.
Well, one of the things, because of the halftime, it's the length. And I've never heard coaches or players say whether they like the long delay, because it's way past the normal halftime. So, you know, all athletes are a little bit different, and these are the best in the world, you know, top professional yep. football players. But, you know, sitting in the locker room for 45 minutes halftime, I'd like to know what their thoughts are on it.
Well, how about, why are we waiting 2 weeks or more, sometimes more?
No, it's two. It used to be a week. Now it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wish it was back at a week.
Well, again, we're talking in an era where there's a lot of buildup and a lot of money to be made over the next 2 weeks of all the shows, the money they're going to be making off these, you know, Super Bowl specials, the ads, the big buildup, and so forth. And also, you have to consider the transfer of all the to the facilities and what it takes to put all this together from the networks and everybody else involved, because, you know, the amount of media that shows up for this event is huge. So it's probably just a little bit more comfortable and to be organized to give them 2 weeks to do it. But it's a combination of many things.
I suppose you're right about that. But the whole thing, all the rule changes, every season now we have more so-called safety rule changes, et cetera, et cetera. When does it become a game not worth watching?
Well, attendance figures still seem to be pretty good in the NFL.
Yeah, it's very good.
So, you know, they're trying to do this for safety. You know, I think this is somewhat generational, because when you grew up watching, you know, players get hit and probably had concussions and still on the field and so forth, then, you know, they think that somebody that goes out of a game now is, well, they're soft. Look, these guys are amazing.
No, they're not soft.
They're not soft at all. And it's precaution to them. And yeah,
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, but, you know, the rule changes are there to supposedly protect.
Hate it. Absolutely despise watching the new kickoff. It's a ridiculous circumstance, all in the name of so-called safety.
But my point, in 10 years, it won't be new to a generation.
That's correct. Okay. You're right about that.
All right. So, you know, again, people that were watching football in the 60s, 70s, even in the 80s and 90s, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. I was one of them.
So as the rules changes, you know, for the old-timers, I'll call them, then, okay, but they're going to be replaced by the people that are coming up with the new rules, and they won't know the difference from the old ones. You know, when you look back, let's just take the quarterbacks now. You see these guys, and they're dressed to the hilt with protection because technology allows that now. You go back and, you know, even into the maybe late 70s, early 80s, quarterbacks, they didn't have all the pads around their ribs and everything like that. They were getting smoked.
Remember, they used to play this game without much of a helmet.
Well, no, but that wasn't smart either.
No, it wasn't.
No, but so, yeah, can't be happy with all the rule changes, but it has not affected the attendance, just like, you know, people said when Kaepernick did his thing, I'll never watch football, good game. Well, you may not be, but a lot of people still are.
I never swore off football because of one bozo.
Well, no, but
where is he today?
Well, I don't know, but the people that did swear off it, I wonder if they really did, or if it's just another.
I doubt it
too, because they're just going to huff and puff or I'll never go there again. I'll never do this again. You know, most people say that, but they don't follow through. Now, there are some, but that's not the norm.
True. Yeah, that's true. Well, I just find it every year now, it sees there's just more and new and more things to deal with just to watch football.
Well,
it's getting to be that way, at least for me. I watch them all.
Well,
every one of them, this over the wild card weekend, this weekend, the works. And I have to say, I don't know if I've ever watched better football. I think we had one game that was a blowout, and the rest of them were all within a score or a score and a half.
Yeah, they were pretty good games.
Yeah, they had very good football games.
Mm-hmm.
So it was worth watching. But if you keep making if you keep making new rules that change the game, just like changing baseball and all the other things, you better be careful because people don't watch it because you're changing the rules.
Well,
and people aren't going to start watching it because you change the rules.
Yeah, I disagree because they're going to be brought up with those rules, so they won't know the difference from the old rules.
No, that's true. I understand that.
Baseball,
and I agree with that.
Baseball.
In the meantime, we have a lot of football to play.
Well, let me go to the baseball aspect of the rules that have been changed in the last couple of years. I don't like some of them. Some of them I do like. Now, for the people who are the old time baseball and so forth, they don't care whether you like the rule changes or not.
No,
that's the reality. Now, forget as far as viewing, like the Super Bowl, I won't watch any of the six-hour pregame stuff. I will turn it on when the national anthem comes on.
That's me.
And that's it. And at halftime, I'll go clean out the litter box or something like that.
That was a good one. I like that.
Well, I don't care about that stuff. But a lot of people do, and a lot of people don't, they don't watch the Super Bowl for the game, so to speak. They'll watch it for the halftime, or they'll watch it for the commercials.
Yeah, well, you seldom get to watch the Super Bowl game if you go to a Super Bowl party,
for example. No, I do not do that.
Me either.
I'm by myself when I watch a big game. So, anyway.
We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye for now.
Chris, I know you're not a sports fan and so forth, but have you ever watched a Super Bowl?
Nope. I don't think I've ever sat down for one once.
Never seen the famous Super Bowl commercials?
I guess maybe on the internet, because sometimes they'll play them on, let's say, YouTube videos during the Super Bowl time, but that's about it.
And no matter who was performing at halftime, you wouldn't turn it on?
I don't even know who was performing at halftime, so I didn't care.
Okay, there you go. All right, folks, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting tomorrow regarding immigration and customs enforcement access to individuals. If you cannot attend the hearing in person, you can watch online. A large crowd is expected. For those who cannot find a seat in the boardroom, you can use the overflow rooms and monitors. The Atascadero City Council will discuss authorizing the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine in its next meeting. Engine 7591 was first placed into service in 2005, having served the community for over 20 years. Due to increased maintenance costs and concerns for ongoing reliability, a replacement has been ordered. You can attend the meeting at 6 in person or watch online or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. It's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. The big cleanup underway after a deadly, historic 2,000-mile-wide snow and ice storm across the U.S. Thousands of flights canceled. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the backlog, though, won't be fixed quickly.
We just got to fill in the aircraft that we have, and so you'll see a fuller flights as we look out to the next week.
And President Trump telling the Wall Street Journal his administration is reviewing everything after a man was shot and killed by ICE agents in Minneapolis. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch blamed the increasing violence on local leadership.
What we have is ICE doing isolated operations to get criminals off the street with zero cooperation from the governor, from leadership in Congress, or from the mayor.
Protesters seen trying to enter a Minneapolis hotel where they thought ICE agents were staying last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
It is 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
They're back. Six-time Super Bowl winners, the New England Patriots are back in the big game once again for the first time since Tom Brady left the team after winning Super Bowl 53. This time, second-year quarterback Drake May, fresh off an MVP-caliber season, threw for a season-low 86 yards but rode his defense in snowy Denver to a 10-7 win.
Rushing five. This is a deep throw, and it is picked off, intercepted. Waiting for it was Gonzalez.
Sound courtesy of CBS Sports, that interception by Christian Gonzalez thwarting a last-ditch effort by Broncos backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham, pressed into duty after starter Bo Nix broke his ankle at the end of last week's victory over Buffalo. The Patriots will take on the Seattle Seahawks, who outlasted the Los Angeles Rams 31-27 in an electrifying NFC Championship game, led by quarterback Sam Darnold, who threw for three touchdowns. This sets up a rematch of Super Bowl 49 11 years ago. Russell Wilson versus Tom Brady. You remember Malcolm Butler's legendary interception as Seattle sat on the one-yard line driving for the go-ahead score in the waning seconds? The Seahawks are playing in their fourth Super Bowl. Their lone victory came in Super Bowl 48. And that's your look at sports.
And as soon as I get the information from Westwood One, we will let you know what time the broadcast of the Super Bowl begins in a couple of Sundays from now. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1968. You'll find them at 8300 El Camino Real. All right, some clouds early and some of those areas out there in the canyons and beyond. It's foggy, so be careful. Anyway, we'll get rid of this clouds and generally sunny skies by this afternoon, mid-60s. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 30s. And again, we'll do the usual tomorrow with some clouds early, then sunshine for the most part. Highs in the mid-60s, mid-60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 70, 70 Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, and upper 60s mostly sunny a week from today. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 7:08 a.m., 5:24 p.m. We are at 31. Brr. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical Tascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All righty, we have 6 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. as we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, sweet home. There's no place like home. Okay, let's see here. Nothing to report. Ducky and hopefully the others are back home now. Mr. Chris, words. Words have meanings, don't they?
A lot of meanings.
Definitions.
Sure, certainly.
Okay. The word set, S-E-T, has the highest number of definitions. That's according to the second edition of the Oxford English Dictionary. How many definitions does it have?
I can try and think of a few off the top of my head, but to numerically put a number on it, I'm going to go with 25.
Okay, now, since you know I'm asking such a ridiculous question, you know that it has to be what we would consider a ridiculous answer.
Certainly. So, even for one word, though, 25 sounds ridiculous. But okay. If that's low, I'll go with 100.
No.
All right. What is it?
430.
No way.
I'm just reading. Remember, it's on the radio, the media, so it's never wrong.
Right, right.
So it has the highest number of definitions, according to the second edition of the Oxford English Dictionary. And I didn't even bother to go see why or anything like that. I'm just being gullible and pretending it's social media and believing everything that I've just read. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at KEPRL.com. It is that simple. Okay, now it's time for this thing here. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, NFC Championship Games. NFC Championship Games. What quarterback has the most career passing touchdowns in NFC Championship Games? Not a game, for the career. What quarterback, NFC Championship, most touchdowns in a career? So, in other words, it's in the championship game, not in the playoff games. So, the team plays in the championship game, NFC, and your quarterback. Who is the quarterback that has the most passing touchdowns in NFC championship game appearances? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it may be? Who do you think it may be? Let's see here. Should I give you a hint? Well, what would be a hint? It's not Kerry Collins. You may remember Kerry Collins. Although, he owns the record for most in a single championship game with 5. He did that against the Minnesota Vikings when he was a long time ago. So what quarterback has the most career passing touchdowns in NFC championship games? Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tom Brady.
No, Tom Brady, that's the AFC. We're talking about the National Football Conference. Mr. Brady was in the American Football Conference, and then he went to Tampa, which is in the NFC. So who do you funk it is? Hi, good morning.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, not Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how many championship games he got to. Maybe 2. I know he won a Super Bowl. But, maybe he was 2, or was that Brett Favre? I can't remember. So who do you think has the most passing touchdowns in 6 career NFC championship game appearances? That's the most in NFC title game history. Well, I will just, I'll let you know, but I am surprised, surprised, surprised that nobody got this answer. All right, now I'll let you know exactly what the answer was and after this.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The chair of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, David Leader, is facing 24 criminal charges related to violating restraining orders, vandalism, and petty theft. He is due in court March 2nd. The TAG Board acting chair also voted to remove Murray Powell in the January meeting. A two-vehicle collision sent one driver to the hospital on Friday night in Paso Robles. The collision occurred at the intersection of South River and Niblick Roads, blocking the intersection for about an hour. The driver of the SUV was sent to the hospital. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. It's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
The answer is, and it's usually the answer when it comes to championship games, Joe Montana, at least in the NFC. Here's one that's Larry Fitzgerald has the most receiving touchdowns in an NFC championship game, but he's tied with three, but he's tied with a guy some of you may remember. His name was Preston Pearson. He did it for the Cowboys way back when. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlager Excavation. And remember, they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.